Hey. All right, it's Chance. That was pretty heavy. I'm not going to be listening to that anymore. All right, well, we've got the new whole Logic album in the studio, so I wanted to play a little bit of it for you. I know I played some last week, but I just think it's so good. I really think that it's a masterpiece, honestly. It's a trip into the future. Okay, well, here we go. Enjoy it.
Sorry, Your Highness. I'll have to ask the asteroid field I had to detour through to not try and kill me next time.
Man, I'm just messing with you, man.
Whatever.
So what you doing the way over here?
Oh, you know, just listening to some oldies.
Oldies? Like who?
Logic.
Logic? The fuck you know about Logic?
I just listened to his first album on the ride over.
Under Pressure?
Yeah, that's the one.
Shit.
I was actually going to put in the second one now.
Alright, well, you know this is the album that changed everything, right?
I know.
One.
That's why it's so important.
Till we made a way, day to day. Man, that's the only way. They gon' know my name until it fade away. Done that, this rap shit, I run that. Motherfucker, this far from a comeback. If one of us fall, then we run back. Can't let that social worker just snatch up my cane. Gotta get my son back, cause when they coming through, that system don't give a fuck about you. You, everybody gonna die, gonna go one day. Maybe it'll happen on a Monday. Dropping the work and get hit by your Hyundai. Fucking let it all go one day. I know,
I'ma get it like this. Living a life where they all reminisce. Never regretted the second I said it. I feel like I'm smarter. I've read it, I'm ready. You're fucking pathetic. My etiquette murdered your predicate. Bitch, I'm ahead of it, yeah. Yes, I'm a die, but I don't wonder why in the hell am I writing the dead of it, yeah. I know, no, life on earth is so unpredictable. Okay, okay, hold up, let me say, yes, I fade away. Fade away, fade away, fade away. They gon' know my fade away, fade away, fade away. I don't know, reinvention, that's my intention. What's so much more than this third dimension? That's not to mention my true ascension is a bigger picture. No metaphor, I'm being real with you, but it will hit you like goddamn. Go ahead, full of all the damn. In a spaceship, I'm in another system, so futuristic on another mission. But back on earth, everybody bitching. I've been in the kitchen, living my life, no inhibition. Life and death with no intermission. Now the good book said we all the same, and we kill each other, but it's all in vain, and we all to blame. Can't see the picture when it's out the frame. Real talk, I wanna grit the grain and just ride with you. Build a family, then die richer. When you get to heaven, I'ma come again. Get you. Sit back and really get the picture. This life, yeah, down, ate away. Hard times never stayed away. But one thing I know day to day, I'ma do something before I fade away. Fade away, fade away, fade away. They gon' know my name until it fade away. Fade away, fade away, fade away. They gon' know my name until it fade away. Fade away, fade away. They gon' know my name until it fade away.
So she can actually hold a conversation?
Yeah, ask her yourself.
What am I thinking, Thalia?
Kai, I'm a program in the ship's interface, not a psychic.
Damn, girl!
Yeah, that's another thing now. She's unisex.
What?
Thalia, integrate Y chromosome feature.
Sure thing, Thomas. Would you like a standard
accent or something a little more exotic?
Holy shit!
Told you, man, the upgrade's crazy. Thalia, revert last command and run simulation.
Running simulation.
Man, what the hell is that?
Well, you can pick anyone in history, and based off a collection of data, it allows you to personally speak with them.
Anybody?
Anybody.
Thalia, do Big Sean.
All right, let me get this straight. You could speak with anyone in recorded history, like Jesus, Steve Jobs, Einstein, and you pick Big Sean?
Man, fuck yeah. That's my dog.
Okay. Thalia, simulate Big Sean.
What up, Kai, you little bitch?
Yeah. I might have to upgrade my shit. Second friend comment. At the moment, 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
I'm just rapping. I've upgraded while they waited. Will they love it? Will they hate it? Never faded, I evade it. Cause I never really wanna complicate it. Think I made it, yes I did. I'm giving them bars like a bid. Let me rewind it like a vid. Did it just say that? Yes I did. And they really wanna get it like I live. Goddamn motherfucker, what I gotta give? Way back in DC I live. On the way to that everlasting life. Will they rob you? Yeah they might. Hold up, wait a minute, veer to the right. On this road to success, I face my fears, then hop on that flight. I've upgraded. I've upgraded. Yeah. Six figure, play one show and get six figures. We build bigger, money tall as a mountain. Bitch, I got hill figures like goddamn. Yes sir, I know who I am. I'm that main man, Martin out here kicking out Pam. Just riding around with my Gina with my in Gina. That all black Beamer, all the way from Maryland, whipping out West Covina. Hold up, now check my demeanor. Yeah, yo girl Bam,
my girl Mina.
I've upgraded. I got the decor on the wall. I just can't follow they law. Swear to God that they know me, they don't know me at all, and it's alright. It's alright. I've upgraded.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Let me bring in them new kicks like Timberland. I gotta reboot with this upgrade. My metaphors on cloud nine and the meter behind them is so vague. Before I created this universe, I had to fly through the Bermuda verse. Six on the beat, then we cue the verse. Now I'm in another world when the flow immerse. Feel like I'm in the fifth element, I'm on my element, lost in paradise. It's me, you, and Lilu, Forb, and Dallas, and Floss in paradise. Never by chance like a paradise. I don't give a fuck about their advice. I'm on another planet, no, I'm not manic, bitch, I'm decompressed. No, they can't stand it, cause I piloted and made it the best. All they demanded was I gave up and laid that dream to rest.
Goddamn!
Hold on, wait a minute, fuck all this shit. I left Earth ages ago to avoid and duck all that shit. You know what we on, making music that's gon' survive for eons. Bloodshed from America to Sierra Leone. That's that shit I can't be on, that's the reason I be gone. Yes, I keep it professional like Luke Basin and Leon. I've upgraded. I've upgraded.
He didn't actually say that.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I'm a grown-ass man. What, I'm a lie to you? I'm a lie? Yeah. All right, maybe I just thought it, but damn. She was just so butt-naked. I'd wrap it up with a trash bag just to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on one second. I'm sorry.
Guys, we seem to be approaching another ship.
What? All right. Here is my favorite, personally. Let me know what you think.
Feeling like a motherfucking postman, sending letters to the people, all the silence that I got. I'm like a old man, hold up when I'm old man. Let me back up in this bitch, I'm platinum in this bitch, I'm rapping in this bitch, running the game. Yeah, I've been lapping in this bitch, you know it's alright. Fuck around and they all might look at a brother different. I've been at it all night. I think I said it, but I know I do it. This for everybody going through it like whoa, through it like whoa, through it like whoa, going through it like whoa. You already know, you already know. Gotta get it like whoa, and the bitch like whoa. Tell me money ain't a thing now. 30,000 feet above the world, right next to the wing. Too high to hear the birds sing now. All around the world and back again, it's finally happening. I'm lapping in this luxury by napping in a big ass house. Chilling with my homies on the west side, bringing out my best side. I was on the road for like a quarter. I was in and out the border from London to Paris. This is very extraordinary. Fuck around and took the bus in the ferry. Should have seen the itinerary. Then we made it back home like, whoa. Tell me how you feeling, higher than the ceiling. I know I've been illin', probably wonder where I'm at, bitch. I've been chillin', why they grinning? Yeah, I'm stealin', like I never left. They know I had to go, but then I brought it right back. Like, whoa, do it like, whoa, do it like, whoa.
fucking paradise and not fucking die on our way there, motherfucker.
Take it back to the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. What about it?
Like I say,
it's that 9-5
like
shit right here.
Take them back
like
to
I
the
say,
90s.
Like I say,
yeah, 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 yeah. Yo. Okay, now take a trip inside my mind like you was off to Venice. It's me and B.I.G. LMBO cooking like chemists. Take them back to way back when like Dennis the Menace. Causing mayhem on the come up like a young apprentice. Smoking weed and getting higher than a flight attendant. Hip hop descending, gold Jesus on my pendant. Gotta pull it out for everyone that's in attendance. Okay, back in the day as a college park tenant. Still can't believe I didn't get a shorty pregnant. Man, that's the definition of a life sentence. A whole lot of beef, no bread, no lettuce. Cause I couldn't keep it in my briefs, man, that's pathetic. Fuck all that back and forth, this ain't a game of tennis. I be in my motherfucking chamber like the Senate. Scared to go outside, but I know I can't prevent it. I'm forever alone in my mind. See, I'm a self-diagnosed hypochondriac. Either at the crib or on the tour buses where you find me at, yeah. I know that I'm living like I got it okay, yeah. But I swear that I'm not that neurotic over here. Over here, over here, over here, over here, over here, over here, over here.
Hey yo, fuck all that. It's the fat young Jesus. Flow prestigious. Stuck the money and play in the field, man, like Regis. Better believers, believers grabbing your bitches' cleavage like. I went from surveying to Super Saiyan slaying the man. Bitches want an autograph, I signed them titties and crayon like I said.
B.I.G.L.M.B.O. cooking like chemists. It's B.I.G.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.
scannable, young cannibal. Eat whack MCs like Hannibal, cause Joe Pesci's my spirit animal.
Over here, over here, over here, over here. Okay, the flow delicious, bounty hunting like Sear Vicious. The young Spiegel, interstellar with my retrieval. Furthest from evil, I throw this shit back like medieval. I spit it out like a Beretta, you know I get better by giving it people. Not a fuck given, check the method, that's how we living. Always been driven, had a sight and yet never hidden. The return of the Jedi, bitch, I bet I do the show and catch a red. I hope I said I leave them dead, I know I do. This shit is overdue, pass me the fifth and I'm coming through. The B-I-G-L-E-M-B-O on the way to Rio. Adios Mios, looking for a Latin Leo to hold the brother down like the white man. Fuck that.
Hey yo, enough's enough, man, on my word, I never bluff. Even in a pair of cuffs, no, we always keep it real like goddamn. Don't even step like I ain't the man, I'm just
301 reppin', second I step in Maryland. I gotta conceal it like a murder weapon.
I kept in the glove, rap pack, you know it's all love. We the realest, so fuck you if you ain't feel it. Throw a mallet off in your crib and tell them bitches the billest, we the illest. Finger fuck a critic, shit is darker than the Chronicles of Riddick. Yes, I did it, why they bit it, you know we got it.
Smack you with the palm, save the back for your mom. Sound the alarm, you know we got it going on.
All right, guys, last one. Here we go.
Me and my team gotta intervene. What's the point of living if you ain't living a dream? We live in a world where everybody want everything. Everybody want a better thing. Trying to fool you like it's picture perfect, but it's just the editing. Man, the game been waiting for a better king. I've been posting with my queen like a Coretta King. Screaming money, anything, cause it ain't. Man, I never knew that living at a dream meant living at a suitcase. I've been working at a new pace. So much money on the road, I ain't even had a minute, not a single second chilling in my new place. Motherfuckers getting two-faced, cause a brother finally eating, not to mention everybody getting two plates. You know I only got two traits. Drop hits, get money, run it. What the fuck is there left to talk about? I told them my vision, let them know what it's all about. Industry only respect me because I'm balling out. You never know who there for you until you falling out. And that's the reason I've been in the kitchen working on that nutrition. I let them listen, boy, it's been my house. This is merely an addition, fuck them and they permission. They was killing the game, who the one that gave a remission? You know the name, who else you know when to come up, do it like I does it. Lyrics all up in your skull like when the bubble buzzes. Say my last shit a classic, and I wonder was it? Come to think about it, everybody seemed to love it. I was working on a budget, second time around, shit is different. Cause they know that boy good, know he
one does it. I've been at it for the people that been loving my shit. Not the people that been hating, they can suck my dick. Run it.
I'ma do something different for the last one. I'ma go in.
Feeling like Matthew McConaughey on an interstellar mission in Chicago at the bottom of the
Riviera.
I wonder who I would be if I wasn't in my era. I got up aware of the people, but I take care of the people. When I jump in a cop in a rocket, Ben John had this in my pocket. I had a way to unlock it, open that locket and see the picture I painted. No, we ain't never acquainted on a rise like a defendant. Now we charged with possession like an exorcist. And my division is solely my vision. Goddamn, can you feel it? I had a dream I would run the game and kill it. Had a dream, can you feel it? Motherfucker wanna push it to the limit. Get up in it, make this shit infinite. Yeah, you know I wanna win it on my independent. I've been at it like an addict. Never at the party like I'm democratic. Lot of static on the radio. Fuck everything that they represent. This right here is heaven sent. Never irrelevant. No, never when I slide up in the spot. Just a youngin' in the game trying to show them what I got way back. That was the mentality. Never truly reality. Looking for validation with all the wrong things on my mind for motivation. Just chilling at the crib on the PlayStation. Cause I never thought about it. Never thought that people would have had a song like mine in their rotation. Till I wise up, got them sized up. Ready to go, I'm feeling fired up. Man, it's been a good ride up. Everybody want me to lace them, I'm too tied up. This a ransom, fist full of money, then we head back to the mansion. 30,000 people in the crowd, we expanded. Couple years back, you ain't give a damn. Autographs off the plane whenever I land. All part of the plan, anything you wanna do, you can. Just go and get it, fuck them if they don't love it. Be above it unless you're thinking your profession gonna be rap. Matter of fact, you should take a step back, cause I run it.
All right, there it is. New album. The Incredible True Story. It's not actually a true story, though, but it's pretty good, I think. I'm going to show you a new kind of genre that I've just found out about this week. Some hip house. Future. It's kind of interesting.
Killing niggas, laying bodies all in the studio. Wishing for the darkest skinned women be at the shows. Purple naked ladies while I watch her dance in the mirror. She dirty dancing, I call her Diana, she my gobble. Pop goes weasel, pop goes pop the gourd. Pussy pop bottles, pop babies rock the board. Me and baby girl, she stay quiet but she knows. Daddy do his thing while I tell her stay at home, man. Girl, you're a star. Come on and dance, baby. And dance, baby. I know it. Girl, you're a star. Come on and dance, baby. And dance, baby. I, girl, you're a star. Come on and dance. No with her ass like that. Hey, why you wanna go and do that? And all my niggas stay behind me while they hoping to get. Hit the nigga from the front, I make them split in the back. Splitting his ends, legs do the wobble de making them then. Spin them in the rows of your days. Holding his hands, I got street bread, feel the heat lit. Knife fight, bring the gun, shoot, he dead. Love ya baby, I protect ya. Ain't no other bitch wanting me to get ya. Your X-Men, X-Rapper, tell them get ya. Right, golden, I can't afford to lose them. Girl, you're a star. Come on and dance, baby. And dance, baby. I know it. Girl, you're a star. Come on and dance, baby. And dance, baby. I, girl, you're a star. Come on and dance.
Relationship.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
In his father-daughter conversation, like, I kind of just
brush it off.
Yeah, because he hasn't gotten to that fatherly authority yet, but my mom definitely has. Like, I'll listen to what my mom says. And then my grandparents, like, I'm a lot closer with my grandparents than I am with my dad, and my grandma is amazing. Like, most people in Chico know my grandma.
Model in your life?
Yeah, my grandpa and my uncle are both really, have always been there for me. My uncle's only like 13, 12 years older than me.
Yeah, I learned a lot in such a short amount of time. Everything that's fucking fine, I go to dang mine. Met you when I was like maybe 15 years old, and you just act a little older. Plus, I heard you came from Arizona, and that was new, so I was popping up at house parties, riding fucking dirty with the older niggas riding for me.
I find when, like, we don't communicate, that's when things start to get a little, like, rougher and a little, like, stickier. But, I mean, I'm learning how to, like keep communicating rather than keeping.
And that's something I told them, baby, I'm nothing. Say why you wanna choose me. They giggle and walked away. I prayed to God, it felt so right. I never knew the devil fucking with this night. So if you ever try to blame it on me, no, I blame it on my dick. No, I'm sick, yeah, I run through ya. Yeah.
Nakakainis talaga siya. Pero iniisip ko na mahal na mahal. Parang palagi kami.
I want them to find out what I was doing.
Is your mom listening right now?
I know. I actually had that thought while I was answering the question, like, oh man, I hope my mom's listening. I never lied. No, we've already had that conversation. She knows. And she actually told me she always knew when I was lying.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
They always know.
Yeah. So what has been your experience with maybe stretching the truth, we'll say, and maybe some ways that you have learned to communicate better?
I've lied to my mom a few times, but she knows. Like, we've had a big, you know, discussion where I've just let it all out. But I think usually, like, teenagers lie just to save ourselves, just to, because we know it's something that's going to get us in trouble. And it's easier to just say, no, that didn't happen, than to lay it all out and have a whole long.
And pick rapping, they chose. I blew my crew. Got big split wigs. Don't rap, mo rap. We battle, we fight. We one big one. No pun, all skill. No bitch on my click. Young nigga, no whip. My nigga's legit. And I pray for my clan and my squad while I run through your.
I'm gonna do it anyway.
And I think I have a good enough relationship with my mom that I've pretty much told her everything. Like, everything that there is to tell, I've told her. And my grandma, my whole life, like I said, like, she's always been the one that I.
You pissed on trip. I'ma have to bust you in your lips. And the whips better have a whole lot of chips. Cause I ain't for no nigga giving tips. Run through your clit. Nigga, you pissed on trip. I'ma have to bust you in your lips. And the whips better.
Like, uncovered somehow. My parents always find out something. But usually when I lie, it's to, like, save stress for them, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like, stressing them out or freaking them out or anything.
Hmm. Yeah, so. And I think that's good to keep. Even if you do lie, just make sure that you have it planned at some point to tell the truth, because that's going to stick there. It's going to be a lie forever and ever and ever if you don't eventually.
Yeah, and so how old were you, would you say, when you kind of clued in to everything is going to catch up eventually and you might as well talk about it?
How old was I?
Roughly.
probably... Once I got into high school, so like sophomore year.
Yeah, I would say sophomore year.
Because junior high was a lot of like hiding and not trusting anyone and like keeping to myself. Like, I was so in myself mostly. Like, I didn't tell anybody anything. It was like, I didn't trust anybody. But once I got in high school, once I was like a sophomore, I think.
More settled in.
Be asking for round two.
for. Baby, I don't know what to do for me, for more.
Everything, like, yeah, like for me, it was like I was a total mama's girl, and I would never lie to my mom. I would never like disrespect her at all. But junior high, all of a sudden, it was just like,
you get like your first boyfriend, and you keep it a secret.
It's just like all about myself. It's like people just grow up like in a second once you get into junior high. All of a sudden, all these kids are trying to do adult things, and it's like,
yeah.
Slow down.
Still babies.
That's terrifying.
Just saying.
It is. But I mean, I remember being in junior high, and it sounds pretty accurate, you know?
Yeah, like even my sister now, who's in eighth grade, she's like I'm so proud of her because she wants to stay as young as possible. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't want to kiss boys. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. And she like, she'll tell me about girls who are, you know, like losing their virginities. And I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, yeah. You're 13.
Especially around 2 or 3. Especially around 2 or 3. You'll be asking for round 2 or 3. Maybe I don't know what to do.
How to help in that transformation and that transition through young adulthood, mm-hmm. so that it's done in a safe and responsible way, because a lot of the things you're talking about are taking actions that could potentially have consequences for those actions, mm-hmm. and you know, like trying to act like an adult when you're 12 or 13 can be, you know, can affect the rest of your life. And I don't know, like, I remember when I was in junior high, and there was, like, girls that ended up getting pregnant, mm-hmm. and yeah. having kids. Like, I don't know where they are now, but that high school wasn't easy for them. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. So, and then I'm wondering, you know, at what age did you start cluing into the consequences, the idea of consequences?
Yo.
You're a bitch. Yo, I'm out front. Come downstairs and hurry up.
Fuck out of here.
Things like that, that's when you're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
I already see that.
Yeah, but if a lot of people are getting away with something, it's like you just get carried away in this wave, yeah. of like, of these like fads and these trends. Like, if a lot of people are doing this specific thing, like you just find yourself being washed away with this wave of people doing it. And mm-hmm. if you see that nobody's getting consequences for it, then that kind of convinces you to do it. But if one of your close friends or something gets in trouble for
been in the hood. Shami's been in the hood. Where the fuck have you been at?
Oh, man, we know where he's been. Trying to figure out if he gotta cook his Hot Pockets on Pacific time or not.
Oh, stay in the house all day, ass nigga. You ain't no king.
At least they got one another to keep each other warm at night.
Cause I know. Cause I know how scared and tender you niggas get when it's actually bitches that you got.
It is understandable. I mean, this nigga don't even like Scarface. So? Like, why not?
This nigga don't like Scarface. You're the type of nigga.
If I may interject for a moment, just a moment. Some things that, like kids like my age, just take for example. Some kids like.
This nigga got losing heart, bro. No bullshit. I miss you, fam. How you been?
I done seen a lot of shit go down. Some shit that I can't explain. In Japan, finna take a train.
Get all of these, like, fun things that adults get to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you can grow up quickly.
No, like, fun thing.
But, like, you can grow up quickly and in a way where you're more responsible than kids your age, mm-hmm. or... You are more mature than kids your age.
Yes.
Because, more aware.
Yeah, you're a lot more mature and aware than a lot of kids your age.
Yes.
Which doesn't necessarily mean you're trying to grow up too fast.
No.
Like, when I say kids trying to do adult things, I mean, like,
you of a dollar when you fuck with Uber. Some shit don't change, cause Google's still my white shooter. And mom still call me tight about them open mics. When niggas really would laugh when I hold the mic. She always told me y'all
do things, more, like... Okay, I'm going to do the first thing that's shorter that won't lead on to a whole conversation of an hour.
Okay.
So, I'm not going to address any names in this issue, but one of my friends, somebody dared her to do something, but she said no, and that took a lot of willpower. Well, probably not a lot of willpower. It's pretty bad. So the other girl did it for her, which she didn't want. And I'm not going to say any names, but it was really bad. And their guardian just lit it off easily when she shouldn't have been lit off that easily. And I find that, like, there are consequences, and even if, like, you love your kids so much that you couldn't possibly give them a consequence, you have to step up and own up and do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she just put that on record. I want everybody to know.
I work hard for the people I love and the shit that I want. It's 27, smoking smooth, it come right after the blunt. I wear mismatching socks on purpose because it pisses you off.
I don't even worry about it.
I know, but, like, it's been really bothering me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel that it's something I should just shake off.
Maybe you should approach her about it and just make her more aware of what she did. And
were you actually present for what happened?
No, but I was told in a lot of detail. And it also has affected my feelings for that person.
Have you talked to that person about it?
No, not yet.
Because you don't even know if it actually happened or not. It could be totally over-exaggerated.
It happened. Two witnesses were there that I trust with all my heart. They're like sisters, again. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Like, there are consequences, and when the time is right, they should be made.
Yeah.
I would agree.
It's for all y'all kids out there.
It's not as easier for some people as it is for me to just, like, shake things off like that, as, you know, because we're different personalities and everything. But just take a lesson from that instead. Like, when you see somebody doing something wrong that you know is wrong, even if they don't get punished for it at all, just tell yourself, like, that you know that you would have a consequence if that were to happen. So, so just make sure that you don't copy what that person's doing. And I'm glad that you see that it's wrong and that you see that, and that you think that she should have a consequence. And just because she doesn't, you know, that's her parents say.
It is. Yeah. Definitely her parents. And, you know, teach their own in terms of the way that people choose to deal with situations, because you also want to be able to keep that line of communication open between your children and yourself. So as that process is happening, you want to make sure that whatever you're doing isn't just seen as a consequence or punishment, but seemed like a logical action based on what was done. And sometimes it's to protect you from something else happening, and sometimes it's to educate you about what might happen if you do certain things. But, you know, everybody takes a different approach, so sometimes our consequences might not look like consequences, but they actually, you know, they are. So for parents that might be out there listening, do you girls remember when these sort of, like, all these thoughts and ideas and this kind of transformation started to happen for you?
Junior high.
Yeah.
Because that's when, like, other, like, older girls started doing things like that and getting more involved, and, like, it made us, like, aware of all the different, like, things that are out there.
Yeah.
And so that's when it all really began.
I mean, you kind of always know. Like, I was raised knowing, you know, like, I wasn't super sheltered, so I've always known a lot of things are out there, but once it starts being something in your actual life, it's like, I don't know, it makes you start thinking about it more, and
the other kids make you want to be a villain until you save the day, making amazing waves. I'm doing flips in the pool, the sunset
and feelings and these things, like, if they're hanging out with kids that are going through that transformation?
Would be affected by?
By the things that you're talking about, sort of like the different things that you start to become aware of in junior high, just like how your body starts to change and interest in boys. And so if younger children are hanging out with these older children, Do you think that that would, you know, affect those younger children's reality?
Like, if I hang out with college kids, it's not much different, but it's definitely different.
They just do different things.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, it seems to me like if you are an older person hanging out with a younger person, there's a sense of responsibility that mm-hmm. goes with that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Responsibility on the behalf of?
Just, you know, so like you said, if you're... It's not really appropriate to take that person to a party where there might be sex or alcohol or something mm-hmm. like that. That's yeah. what I mean by like a sense of responsibility.
And it's also hard to hang out with younger people because they look up to you so mm-hmm. much. So I know that when I was in junior high, if like there's an elementary school kid, like my little sister's friends would look up to me and think I was so cool. And you have this sense of responsibility, but then you can also look at it a different way and think.
From the East Coast. Yeah, just give it a listen. Let me know what you think.
For me, that goes back to the thing I was talking about earlier. Who does that idea benefit? Are you benefiting both parties, that young person and yourself? Or are you just benefiting yourself by wanting to be this image that you think that this kid is going to like?
I think you're just benefiting yourself.
Right, which is the question to ask yourself mm-hmm. when you're doing something that may or may not harm somebody else.
Yeah.
All good questions, all good thoughts. Wow, so much to talk about. Just, you know, really scratching the surface in terms of teen perspectives on love and how those affect the rest of your lives. You know, we didn't even really get to talk much about just like the transformation in the body as well as, you know, the rest of the world. You know, we just really stuck with talking about ourselves and talking about family and friends. So thank you, ladies, so much for joining us.
And maybe we can do a take two at some point and continue the conversation. That'd be fun. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And enjoy your traveling abroad, May.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We look forward to having you both on in the future and listening to your music, your performances. Thank you, Claire, for asking questions and being a part of the conversation. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was really awesome.
I move slow and you don't know. I'm scatterbrained, walking around in my graduation with saturated vision. Pull your aggravated bitch and go make your life worth living. After the E to the L, stop tripping. To the ones who hang at my feet, you coattail chasing 2273. The ones on my team, coast to coast invasion. When I get home, they all come alone. Wanna go roll one up with my baby? Cause Vegas was too shady, and LA get me crazy with my hands up. Holla, never had one problem. Been on that cheese like olives, trying to peace from college. Know that money's not what I need, still I go cop it like I ain't got it. Then I go split it up with my team, till we all just sitting on profits. 30 fell beyond it, fell beyond it. Swear I got this, ain't no stopping here, I promise. Man, I promise. A lot of times they try to block you with their nonsense. We gon' fill our dirty pockets, dirty pockets. How that stress gets when you hungry and you just trying to eat breakfast and nobody feel your message. Feel good enough to wake up and then fall back to sleep. It's a bad call to go get involved with like half the shit that I see. Plus I feel happier in my dreams, right? I
spit that shit that give the feeling of the seaside. Hung over and pissed, but with the flick of the wrist, yo, I can kick shit like this. I'll be as good as it gets, even through all my vices. My inner being Rastafarian, always 103 times you get Spartacus. What's with all you knockoffs and self-conscious narcissists? Said I'm an artist, bitch, do this shit so artifice. In it for the hardships, the nonsense, the reaping attention. Homie rolled up a blessing, we in a world with no exits. You gotta give me a second, straighten up and get balanced. My homie flipped on a record, I beat it up, ain't no challenge. I smoke the weed while my grandmother's scarf comforts me. The truth look ugly, but I ain't ever tripping about the lack of company. Cause honestly, I'm sitting here alone quite comfortably, depressed through this dimension. And I think I failed to mention that I feel like I've been running out of seconds. Nobody gave a forewarning or a preface. Following my dreams feel like following my death wish. Ayo, reach and you slip, I backpedal. I do my homework glazed and get A's, I'm mad mellow. I hear the sad fellows get they fixed when I spit. Like that sun up in the sky, you must protect it, you get hit. Sometimes life is full of shit, too many damn to-do lists. But yo, I learned if you ain't cool and you just being foolish. I used to think that I'ma die early, like mid-30s. But fuck that, I'ma rise early and ride dirty. I reach the crucifix up to my lips and then I kiss it. I try to walk with God but got some holes up in my slippers, and so I keep on slipping, get tangled in the mischief. So in a nutshell, I'm just a sinner named Christian. But still they keep me spinning when they drinking on they lonely. I roll it like Jody, eyes open, got stolen by this music shit, and I don't think I'm coming back. Everybody rocking plaid, we look like lumberjacks. Hey yo, I smoke that weed with my grandmother's scarf comforts me. The truth look ugly, but I ain't ever tripping about the lack of company. Cause honestly, I'm sitting here alone quite comfortably, depressed through this dimension. And I think I failed to mention that I feel like I've been running out of seconds. Nobody gave a forewarning or a preface. Following my dreams feel like following my death wish.
Hey yo, let it go.
Damn, 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 yeah, damn.
You need a vacation.
I just had a vacation on the Harbor Freeway.
No, not in the cab. I mean, you need to get your head straight. Get your unified self up. Get harmonic, you know.
When was the last time you took a break?
I go on a vacation all the time.
How often?
A dozen times a day. It's my own private getaway. Things get heavy for me, I take 5 minutes out, and I just go there.
Yeah.
And I just concentrate on absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Check. I'ma only sip that tea if it's Irish. Get on my feet, I'm done sitting in silence. I burn the weed until I feel the weight cover my eyelids. I try to sleep, I keep awake in the sirens. I handle business solo. Pray to God that I can grow and have a family and some money on the low low. Had a homie recognize and ask me for a photo. Wonder why I'm special like there's something in the ozone. It's in my best interest to invest and leave. Cause people only admire the plant, never the seed. So what you need? I think I got it, used to wanna be a pilot. Now I get fly like every time I breathe. Picture me, maybe it's killing me. Maybe I'm the only one not feeling me. Shoot for divinity and nothing less. My sixth sense, sip the Hennessy till sick breath. And then I burn like that incense, window shopping. Around the corner I be Janis Joplin. Strung out but still making profit. But ain't no Zanny popping. I work too hard for that shit. Rocking cardigans, bumping in the car full of kids. The most beautiful. Don't think my suitcase too suitable. Don't wanna leave, it feel like flying to my funeral. Rather hit the Gucci store than hit the L. And throw that Gucci out the window, only feel myself. Tryna be a shell on the beach with too much of a current. I give him dap and tell him peace, I be gone, don't you worry. I'm in a hurry, tryna leave school. Hang around with these fools that only say some shit that try to make me think they be cool, but be cool. That girl gon' love you, then she probably gonna leave you. Last time that I was thinking clear was probably preschool. Everything I think is good, they calling that shit evil.
evil. And stress keep me puffing on illegal. But fuck my conscience. I swear I'm only being honest when I say I'm giving everything. I check my pockets, say yo. Ain't no cop in the coffin into my throat silence. And there's no sirens, and I got closed eyelids. Let me give you everything you need. Tasting something really stale in the air I breathe. Tripped to dying last night, I don't wanna leave. Gonna fight the good fight, so my blood will bleed. Yeah, cause I'm blue more than I'm bright. And most of you dudes got my bark in the bite. So don't be tripping about my life, I'ma get this shit right. Maybe tomorrow will be better, let's get through the night. Hey yo, hey yo. Waking up to waking up to. We cruising through Bridgeport. What's up, babe? Can I call you back? Is that shit we feel? Cause I'm blue more than I'm bright. Most of you dudes got my bark in the bite. So don't be tripping about my life. I'ma get this shit right. Say don't be tripping about my life.
Alrighty guys, that's it for me. Hope you have a good rest of your night, good rest of your week, good rest of your semester, huh? Alright.
Here comes Friday. Here comes Friday.
Te necesita aquí. We're living in Austin.